Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a professor. Professor Higgins, I know I scheduled our meeting for 2 o'clock, but is it all right if I come in a little early? Do you mind?
Of course not, Alan. I don't mind if you drop in 10 minutes early. Besides, I was just waiting for you to arrive, so you're helping me by being here now.
Sweet. Thanks.
All right. So you asked for this meeting after class yesterday. What exactly do you need to talk about? Are you having some problems following the material in class?
Oh, not at all. You know, I thought this class would be pretty difficult and that I might wind up having to drop it. But I find that I understand the material pretty well.
If I remember correctly, you got a 97 on your midterm exam. So I'd have to agree with your assessment. So it's not the material. Then, what is it?
The paper.
The paper?
Yes, the big paper we need to turn in at the end of the semester. I've already decided on a topic, and I'm trying to do the research now.
Good for you. I love it when students show initiative.
Thanks. I just don't like waiting for the last minute to do papers. I tried that my freshman year 2 years ago, and, ugh, you wouldn't believe how badly that worked out.
Actually, I probably would. I have several student advisees, and I see that happen each and every semester. Some of them fortunately see the light and shape up. It sounds like that's what you've done.
I'd like to think so. My grades have steadily improved since my first year. Anyway, back to the paper.
Sure.
I decided to focus on the migration patterns of large mammals in Africa. You know, how they migrate depending on weather patterns, what troubles they encounter along the way, where they breed and bear their young, that kind of stuff. But,
Overwhelming, isn't it?
You can say that again.
First of all, Alan, it's great that you're being ambitious. But what you are proposing sounds more like a master's thesis than a 10-page paper. If you intend to go to graduate school, you could make that a course of study for a year-long project. But you'd have to be really general for a paper on that topic in my class, and that's something I don't want.
Then what do you propose that I do?
Easy. Pare down your topic. First, focus on just one animal that migrates. I don't care which one it is. Just choose one. Next, look at only one aspect of its migrating habits. And then go into that in as much depth as you possibly can.
All right. That makes sense to me.
Do you know which animal you're going to choose? If you do, then I can suggest a few books that will definitely help you with your research.
I'm not positive yet, but I have a couple in mind. Let me think about it, and I will talk to you after class tomorrow. Then, if it's all right with you, I'll pick your brain for some research material. Number 1. Why does the student visit the professor? Number 2. Why does the professor give the student a compliment? Number 3. What does the professor tell the student to do about his research? Number 4. What does the student imply about his research? Number 5. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question. Thanks. I just don't like waiting for the last minute to do papers. I tried that my freshman year 2 years ago, and, ugh, you wouldn't believe how badly that worked out. What can be inferred about the student when he says this? You wouldn't believe how badly that worked out.